everyone, and welcome to another episode with Reinforce the Horse. Today, we are excited to share that Rescued Hearts Film has released their sneak peek preview, and we got to view it this morning. And I must say, I am absolutely blown away, quite speechless by the just how incredible this film is coming together. Dad, what is your take on this film that we got to watch this morning?
Oh, well, geez, it kind of had me in tears, but it was just a flood of emotion and just gratitude for all their high quality work. I've been really excited about this film from the moment that I heard about it, and then subsequently when we were filmed for it. So our stories are actually going to be featured in the film to some degree. We don't know how much or how little, but we did kind of make a little clip in the sneak peek preview. So that was pretty cool. And just the cinematography and the way that even just this small, it's what, a 22-minute clip. It was just fantastically done.
Yes, seriously, I can only piggyback on that. And oh, there's so much in that. There's so much, definitely an emotional release that came from that on my part. And I can't wait to meet everyone else that is a part of this film and mission that Dana and Chrisanna have. And I'm just so, so grateful to we'll be sharing this with them and with you, Dad. It's pretty awesome to do this with you.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey that we've been on. You know, one of the ones that really comes to mind that kind of popped out at me in the sneak peek was from Gamila Unbridled. And, you know, their story is amazing. And just to hear Patrick talking about his journey into horsemanship. Of course, we've had him on a guest on our podcast here, so you guys can go and listen to that. We'll put links to the to that episode in the show notes because I'm not recalling the episode number right off the top of my head. But, you know, one of the things that I'm really seeing and feeling as I write the memoir that I'm writing and just kind of contemplating what I'm bringing out to the world is that there's this extreme issue with broken masculinity in our world. And to hear Patrick kind of talk about how he was basically shut down and unable to express his feelings as a man, you know, and then horses ultimately helping him do that. That was really eye opening to me. And it's good to hear, from other men, you know, talk about that sort of expression and release.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel you there in some way, given I'm not a man, but I think being around you, you're such an empathetic, calm, loving man. Like you don't have a lot of what society puts on a man. And I know this has been a hot topic that you and I have discussed on other episodes and just talking amongst ourselves. But it's quite fascinating to hear other guys talk about their stories and their journeys and just coming back to being a human and not this overpowering, you know, individual that can't cry and can't express feeling and emotion, because we're humans and we should all have the right to share and show what we feel, regardless of, well, our gender or anything else for that matter.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And just synchronistically, you know, the word of the year, Tara Coyote, she posted a post on Facebook yesterday that was talking about this topic, and it was written from the perspective of a woman, basically like a call out to men to you know, get more in touch with their feminine side, essentially. And I know a lot of men hearing this will think like feminine and masculine means female and male, so masculine, male, feminine, female. And while that, you know, is kind of the case, I really have come to believe that when we talk masculine and feminine, we're merely talking just energy. And so each of those styles of energy have certain traits about them. And it just seems in our world that we have such a disconnect between like what true masculinity and feminine qualities actually mean. And, you know, based on my studies and exploration into the spiritual realm and other religions and stuff like that, it's like all of the great teachers and avatars and godmen and that have ever existed on this planet, they've had a perfect balance of the masculine and feminine energies. I believe it's in the Chinese culture, it's called yin and yang. And when that's perfectly balanced, we get a situation that is just open to healing, and it's open to, you know, positive communication and really just a solid society. And so this to me is mirrored very well, or rather horses demonstrate this very well in amongst themselves and within their herd. And then if we, I can't remember her name, but one of the speakers in Rescued Hearts that was featured in the sneak peek preview, she was talking about how she just sits and observes her horses and how their dynamic happens just within their herd. And it might have been Amber Marshall. I can't remember. Sorry if I'm butchering that. But and you and I have talked in great detail about that very process, and really that's how I've, you know, crafted my horsemanship journey, is more observation than anything else. And as I've sat silent literally with the horse and observed them, they've helped open me up to my inner being, my inner child, if you will, and really have allowed me to step onto the path of healing, mentally, physically, emotionally, and otherwise.
Yeah, likewise. I can only piggyback off that as well. There's just the horses, God, they're so incredible and so healing, and they mirror the masculinity and femininity. Okay, I can't say this word.
It reminds me of Finding Nemo, so when he's like anemone.
Anemone. I can't. Yeah. I give up.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
They mirror it. They mirror it so well, and they're such a perfect balance of this. Well, what is? They just are. And coincidentally, today, after watching the Rescued Hearts sneak peek preview, I was just led to exist with them. And I am on a property with 24 horses, and my three are in one paddock, and a good 17 or 18 other wild horses are in a different paddock. And so I just kind of get to choose where I want to be. And I was just called to sit with our three that are in a paddock with two other domestic geldings. And so I went, took my yoga mat, and I did my morning yoga practice as per usual, and just sat and existed with the horses, and I could feel like my eyes were soft, and Grace laid down at a time and just like laid fully down. You know how they just, they lay with their feet all the way out and their heads are just laying on the ground, and I could hear her breathing, and she was a good distance away. Like, I could see her, but I'd say we were a good 5 feet away from each other. And it was such a magical moment to just share this with her. And I think in a way I was energetically thanking her and being with her and just sharing that space with her, the gratitude and feeling the grace and the gratitude of the film and the love of the film. It just came through in that meditation space. And then shortly after, Willow laid down. Beaumont, one of the other geldings that they share a pin with, he laid down, and Cody and Artax came and said hello. And it was just such an incredible, just so present experience to share with them. And once again, I was just reminded of how much they're teachers to me, and really how little I am a teacher to them, regardless of any of the training I've done with them or whatever.
Yeah, that's such a great reminder. So you mentioned a lot in that little talk there. Tell us more about like what you have going on, because I know you, well, I'm your dad, so I know, but you have a lot going on and there's been a lot of change in your life. Tell us more about it.
Oh, goodness, there's been so much change. To start, I relocated. We all relocated. And so I took me, Willow, Grace, Cody, and then my puppy, Ginger, to a sanctuary, a nonprofit sanctuary, about 20 minutes from where we used to live, by the name of Moksha Sanctuary. And Moksha means freedom in Sanskrit. So it's a neat little tie, I guess. It was definitely something that brought me here. Anyways, so I am here, we are here, and we live every day just existing with a group of other alpine wild horses. I believe there are 17 alpines that were rescued, and then there's two reservation babies that are like my project horses, if you will. I have been assigned these horses. It's like a trade-off for me staying on the property and making good progress with them every single day. Very blessed and grateful to be training them and learning alongside them. I think I'm learning more from them than I'm teaching them, to be honest. And then our horses, Willow, Grace, and Cody, share a pen with two domestic Arabian geldings, like I mentioned, Artax and Beaumont, and they're just sweet as ever. I think Cody is happy now to have two friends that are boys, and he's not getting pushed around by girls any longer, or at least not by himself anyway. They yeah, still push him around, but
that's hilarious. I can, you know, and for you listeners, so Alyssa relocated to this sanctuary, and I decided to take a bit of a riding sabbatical. So I'm kind of nestled in the mountains of South India, and writing a proposal to try to get my book with a publisher here pretty soon. And so in that way, I'm really kind of missing the horses, especially Cody. As you all know, Cody has been the horse that partnered with me on my journey. And yeah, so I'm just able to see him via video and pictures right now, but he does look super happy and just less, you know, he was never an agitated horse, but you can tell he was getting pushed around from more than he wanted to from Grace and Willow. And they're both sweet. They're both sweet mares, but man, they're mares. So especially Willow, she would really just kind of like you know, just aggravate him like brother and sister. That's what it reminded me of. But looking at pictures of Cody now, and he just seems at peace. So that, and you know, thank you for all the work that you're doing, Alyssa. It's just been amazing to watch you grow and unfold and move into adulthood, and I couldn't be more proud of you than I am.
Oh, thank you. That warms my heart. I'm so grateful. Thank you for helping to make this this dream really become a reality for me. Since I was little, I've dreamt of living with a bunch of horses, and once we got Mocha, and I think it started with Mocha, I would say, I want to live with 20 horses, and now I'm on a property with 24 of them. So literally I'm living a dream, and know that Cody he's such a happy boy. Like, he is just living his best life out here, just constantly eating food and loving his buddies. It's really quite cool to see him interact with the other two boys. It's something I've never seen from him before. And the mares, they have their moments where they get pissy with each other and with the other boys, but it's, you know, they're mares. They're just on a mission to show everybody which bale is theirs and keep it that way. But no, everyone's happy, and I think it's really cool to be able to send pictures and video and whatever, and just, I'm thankful for technology today, really. Without it, we wouldn't be here recording this episode, so it's...
Yeah, that's great.
It's cool to be able to record even far away.
Yeah, that's a great point to make. We're on opposite sides of the planet, and able to do this is pretty amazing. So when it comes to Rescued Hearts, which is why, I mean, we're kind of trying to feature the sneak peek preview that they have running, and you can watch it through, I think, February 19th, and we'll post links to that in the show notes and also on social media, or you can just go to rescuedhearts.com or rescuedheartsfilm.com, and the links to watch the preview are right up at the top of their page. And so it's interesting. The title to me has always been interesting. So Rescued Hearts. And I do feel like for both of us, Alyssa, like the horses have rescued our hearts in a lot of ways, both individually and together as, you know, father-daughter relationship. And I've watched you bloom just in the past year. Like, you just went through this exponential healing process, and you have a lot of things that you are working on and progressing quite rapidly about. So do you mind sharing some of that? Because I think it's a direct tie into what Rescued Hearts is ultimately trying to get the message out about, the power of the horse-human connection and the healing process.
Ah, man, this is beautiful. To start, I totally agree. I think I have been rescued by, my heart has been rescued by the horses, and our connection has surely been rescued and rehabilitated by the horses. And while I say that, I also credit a large amount of doing individual work to that as well, given I think we've both been very dedicated to not only ourselves and healing ourselves, but introducing a positive, loving connection, communication, not control, connection with our horses and with each other. And so I think there's been so much. But to begin, I went through a good amount of childhood trauma from the age of, oh, I'd say 8 when my parents divorced, up until 13, 14-ish. I tried to take my life at 13, and that's quite traumatic for one, and for parents involved, I'm sure. And that same month, actually, I met my first horse, Mocha, who we talk a lot about here, and I talk a lot about her. I did speak a lot about her with Dana and Chris Anna when they were over, and about this experience. And through that whole traumatic experience of almost losing my life, saving myself, coming back and questioning why I didn't die that night, and then finding random moments to just like, oh, life is okay. Through all of that, Mocha was my go-to. Mocha heard me in ways that no human could at the time, and I still believe no human can hear me the way she heard me. And she started it for me. She gave me a reason to wake up every day when I still often didn't want to wake up. She was something to look forward to. Even though I didn't see her every day, I got to see her a couple times a week or so, and learning with her and learning to ride certainly built my confidence. And she just, oh, that mare, she began the rescuing process for me. And losing her was one of the most devastating and heartbreaking moments of my life. But I do believe that she is always here, and she will forever be the one who began my healing journey and helped push me, helped urge me to want to heal. And on top of that, there's just been so much else. I've struggled with anxiety and depression a fair amount of my life, and I just keep finding my way back to the horses. And Willow, she's awakened a light in me that I can't describe with English words. She's just, the look in her eyes when she sees me and mine to her is just, it's unlike any connection I've ever experienced. This mare has my heart, and we share so many of the same interests. And oh, I feel like we're both on a healing journey together. And so for those of you that don't know, Willow is a wild Mustang from White River, Nevada, and capture is a very traumatic process for a horse. They lose their family and everything they've ever known, and well, are forced into domestication. And so I had just lost Mocha when I met Willow, and Willow helped me through that grieving process, and we helped pick each other back up simply. And we've just been on this journey together, and through it all, Dad's been there with us. And Cody, I think, has been similar to my Willow for you, Dad.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we've talked a lot about on this channel about this very thing, and gosh, the horses just have a huge part of my heart, and yeah, they've rescued my heart in so many ways. It's beautiful to just listen to you express the healing that you've gone through. And thank you for the vulnerability in that. And I know it's already touched many lives, and it's going to touch a whole heck of a lot more in the months and years to come. So thank you for that. I know, like, on the brighter side, like, you've got a lot of like really awesome sort of entrepreneurial things that you are working on currently. Tell us more about it.
Oh, goodness. Again, so much to talk about. And I'm so excited about it. Willow Paints is, I have some big ideas for Willow Paints, and I haven't started sharing on social media and stuff quite yet. Actually, the first post that we've made in a while was the release of the Rescued Hearts preview today on our Instagram and Facebook today. But I guess I'll start by saying Willow and I have some pretty exciting things planned, and we are going to start coming back strong in the next couple weeks with Willow Paints and being active on our business. I'm not wanting to give too much away right now, but let's just say pretty spiritual connection stuff going on, and continuing to share our stories and help in, well, helping others' missions as well through our Helpful Hooves donations. So be on the lookout for fun stuff coming on Willow Paints. On top of that, we have, I've had this idea in mind for a while, and I think that we talked about it in one of our last, most recent podcast episodes about starting a yoga program with horses, and Isha, the organization that I'm drawn to, and I have this calling and idea to start this yoga program through and with this nonprofit yoga organization, Isha, and take my horses. And it's just like I have this whole idea in my head. So definitely starting to manifest that in the physical realm as well. So that's exciting. There's so much flowing. I could go on and on.
Yeah, that's so great. And I love the yoga idea with the horses, and just the way things are kind of, you know, it's somewhat coming together. Isha's a big organization, but you know, it just so happened that they wound up having horses on their property in Tennessee just recently. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And just like weeks ago.
Yeah. And just the way kind of that story is unfolding for you is exciting to see and watch it, no matter where it goes. And one of the things that I love about you, Alyssa, is your openness to kind of the flow of life. And both of us together have been stuck in the past for a while, and you know, that's part of the whole Rescued Hearts mission and idea, is just that, man, like we could shout from the rooftops right now, you and I together and with our horses, and just say that we've been rescued. And what's coming to mind is just somebody who was maybe like, you know, in a catastrophe in the ocean, you know, maybe their ship sank or something, and they're on like a little life buoy, and in comes the Coast Guard and this, you know, glorious helicopter, and just saves them from the, you know, the roughness of the sea and all of that that's around them, that ultimately would be their imminent death if they weren't rescued. So that imagery sort of comes to mind as I'm thinking about Rescued Hearts and where you and I both were and just a short time ago and where we are now. So it's just a beautiful thing. And so for me, this is a lot more than just a film. Clearly it has a deep, deep connection into my heart space. And I feel like regardless of people's ideas about horses, or whether they know horses or not, I think that this film will have many, many, many benefits to all people to watch and to take in. I think it's, dare I say, it's going to be one of the most powerful films of our time.
Oh, I feel that for sure. There's so much energy, positive energy in this film, and I felt it, we felt it from Dana and Chrisanna when they were on our property filming us. It was just like this, I can't even describe it, this sense of so much pure love and joy and compassion and passion for what they're doing, and just watching this film and being able to connect with these individuals even through the screen. It's like I said, it brought tears to my eyes. It left me totally speechless. And I feel you in so many ways. There's so much more to this film than it's just a film. Like, it's, this film is going to touch many and touch many so, so very deeply. I'm so grateful. And I think if nothing else, even if people, you know, some people that view it, like you said, don't know horses or whatever, they're going to be touched by the positive energy that's felt from both Dana and Chrisanna and everyone that is featured on the film.
I totally agree. And the horses just amplify all that positivity and that energy. And you can see that and feel that through the screen, whether or not you've been around a horse for at all, you know. It just comes through, and it's very well done. The cinematography is excellent. And it's just a small clip and preview of what's to come in the main film. And so on that note, Dana and Chrisanna, the producers of Rescued Hearts, they are offering this free sneak preview. It's really easy. Just go to rescuedheartsfilm.com. And the link to watch the film is at the top banner on their page, on their homepage. And if you feel led at the end of watching it, they are asking for donations, monetary donations, to help with the final production phase of the film. And that's always a good thing to do if you can so fork out some cash that direction. A little bit goes a long way when it's banded together with everybody else's. So we thank you so much for taking just a few, 20 minutes or so to listen to us talk about Rescued Hearts. We hope that you get out and watch the preview. And as always, we really enjoy just hanging out with you. And feel free to shoot us an email or connect with us on social at Rescued Heart, or not Rescued Hearts, at Reinforce the Horse.
Reinforce the Horse.
Yeah. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone. We love and appreciate you. And hope that you feel just as much love and gratitude and joy from this film as we did.